KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school wrestling around the region last night, it was Trainer defeating Underwood 42-36. Trainer also over St. Albert 60-24. Trainer down Woodbine 45-33. St. Albert defeated Woodbine 43-42. It was Underwood over St. Albert 47-24. And Woodbine downing Underwood 42-36 as part of a four-team event. Also last night in duels, AHSTW defeating Abraham Lincoln 42-36, and Sioux City North beat Lewis Central 34-30 in high school wrestling. In high school basketball play last night in boys' hoops in the Corner Conference Tournament semifinals, it was Fremont Mills defeating Stanton 62-48, and Sydney needed overtime to oust Clarinda Academy by a final of 78-72. Also in boys basketball, Southwest Valley defeated Martinsdale St. Mary's 49-47. In girls basketball last night, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's over Southwest Valley 55-42. We have girls high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN, as we'll be in Clarinda this evening as Atlantic visits Clarinda in girls Hawkeye 10 Conference high school basketball. Varsity game time set for around 7:30 tonight. We'll have it for you live here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. And as always, you can listen on the web at KJAN.com. We stream live. And if you check out the TV page at KJAN.com, you'll be able to watch our live free stream of the ball game, the video stream. You can watch it along with us if you can't make it to Clarinda tonight. That's Atlantic at Clarinda here on KJAN tonight, and girls Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released its weekly girls basketball ratings late yesterday afternoon. This week, Waukee is number one in Class 5A as they take over the top spot. Dowling Catholic, Iowa City West, Southeast Polk, and West Des Moines Valley round out the top five teams in the top 10 poll. In Class 4A, it's top 15. Harlan still on top. They're 13-0 on the season. They've been on top most all of the season. Western Dubuque, Carlisle, Ballard, and Perry round out the top five in that top 15 poll. Also in the poll this week, Lewis Central. They're back in at number 14. In Class 3A, Mediapolis, Pocahontas Area, Sioux Center, Nevada, and Spirit Lake round out the top five. Three area teams from the Hawkeye 10 are all clustered together in the middle of the poll as Kemper Catholic checks in at number 9. Shenandoah is rated 10th this week, and Red Oak is at number 11 in this week's poll. In Class 2A, Unity Christian, Western Christian, North Lynn, South Central Calhoun, and IKM Manning are the top five. Also, Panorama's in at number 7 this week. And in the Class 1A poll, the top five is Burlington Notre Dame, Colonesco, Kingsley Pearson, Fremont Mills at number 4, and Exira EHK is at number 5 in this week's poll. Also in the top 15, Bedford, they check in at number 9 in the weekly poll. Well, Melissa Dixon scored 12 of her 16 points in the second half, and all five starters scored in double figures Thursday as number 20 Iowa posts a 76-70 win over Michigan. Samantha Logic had 13 points, 11 assists, and 7 rebounds for the Hawkeyes, who won their fourth straight and improved to 11-0 at home. Allie Disterhoff added 14 points, Bethany Doolittle 13, and Whitney Jennings had a dozen. Keisha Corey had 26 points and 13 rebounds for the Wolverines, and Caitlin Flaherty had 19 points coming off the bench. Iowa scored on its first five possessions of the second half to post a 46-34 lead. Michigan trailed by 14 in the second half, but they were able to cut the deficit to 5 on 2 Gorey free throws with a minute 46 to go, and to 4 on a Sierra Thompson 3 with 9 seconds left before Doolittle iced the ball game. Michigan, fifth in the nation in shooting threes at 39.8%, was 0 for 8 in the first half and just 5 for 21 outside the arc for the ball game. With that win, the Hawkeyes improved to 15-3 on the season overall. They're now 6-1 in Big Ten Conference women's play. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, second-ranked Virginia was able to prolong a few winning streaks while keeping Georgia Tech winless in the ACC. The Cavaliers improved to 18-0 after Malcolm Brogdon scored a team-high 13 points in a 57-28 stifling of the Yellow Jackets. The Cavs ran their home-winning streak to 21 and improved to 6-0 in the conference. Third-ranked Gonzaga sits atop the West Coast Conference at 8-0 after Kevin Pangos scored 14 points in a 68-47 romp over St. Mary's. They're 19-1 on the season, their best start ever. Stanley Johnson had 19 points and 7 rebounds in 7th-ranked Arizona's 89-82 triumph at Stanford. Jerian Grant scored 18 points on 6 of 9 shooting, leading number 8 Notre Dame to an 85-60 win over Virginia Tech. Number 25, Indiana, hammered 13th-ranked Maryland, 89-70, as Yogi Ferrell scored 24 points and Colin Hartman added a career-high 15. The Hoosiers drained 15 three-pointers as they moved into a tie with Wisconsin atop the Big Ten standings. And DePaul had dropped 51 consecutive home games against ranked teams since 2008 before Billy Garrett Jr. and Mike Henry scored 14 points each in the Blue Demons' 64-60 win over Seton Hall last night. The New England Patriots did little to deflate the NFL's latest controversy. New England coach Bill Belichick and Patriots quarterback Tom Brady said Thursday they got no clue. They have no explanation how footballs used in the AFC Championship game were underinflated by 2 pounds per square inch. Brady said he's not been contacted by the NFL. Even as league officials investigate whether the team cheated against the Indianapolis Colts. Belichick said he almost never thinks about football pressure and doesn't know what happened either. Both said they were unaware of any issue with the balls until reports surfaced Monday morning. Brady indicated that he inspected the balls before the game and they appeared fine. He says he forgot about them once the game started and didn't notice any issues with them. A person with knowledge of the matter has told the Associated Press that the NFL has fined Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch $20,000 for making an obscene gesture during the NFC Championship game. The league did not specify what the gesture was in the win over Green Bay, but Lynch grabbed his lower region after scoring a go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter. Lynch was fined $11,000 for a similar gesture in Seattle's win over Arizona in December. And in racing news, four-time NASCAR champion Jeff Gordon will retire as a full-time driver after the 2015 season. Gordon did not call his decision a retirement, leaving open the option of competing in some selected events. But it is clear that he's ready to step away after spending his entire 23-year career in the number 24 car with Hendrick Motorsports. The 43-year-old Gordon is coming off one of his best seasons in years. He won 4 times in 2014, including the Brickyard 400. Gordon has 92 career Sprint Cup wins and championships in 1995, 97, 98, and 2001. Gordon is third overall in career victories, trailing only Hall of Fame drivers Richard Petty and David Pearson. He has 3 Daytona 500 victories and a record 5 Brickyard 400 wins. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.